This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. American actor Matthew McConaughey has met with President Joe Biden and top lawmakers as he brings a personal perspective on the shootings in Uvalde, Texas. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Matthew McConaughey gave graphic details to White House reporters about what he found visiting his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, after last month's shooting rampage at an elementary school there. He discussed identifying victims by their shoes and the challenges faced by a mortuary makeup specialist. McConaughey says he learned how to revere guns growing up in Uvalde while being sensible about them.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
McConaughey called for Congress to pass gun reform laws to save lives without infringing on Second Amendment rights. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The son of a Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting victim is challenging the U.S. Congress to act against what he calls the cancer of white supremacy in the nation's gun violence epidemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Garnell Whitfield Jr. wants to know what lawmakers are actually doing.
You elected to protect us.
Including his 86-year-old mom, whose life mattered.
Your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Whitfield's emotional testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee came as lawmakers like Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy worked to reach a bipartisan gun safety compromise.
We are not going to settle for a piece of legislation that just checks a box.
Murphy went to the White House to update President Biden on the talks, which focus on incremental policy changes that fall well short of sweeping steps like an assault weapons ban or universal background checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russia claims to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbas, bringing the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Tuesday Moscow's forces hold nearly all of Luhansk province, and it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of Donetsk province, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. After abandoning its bungled attempt to storm Kyiv 2 months ago, Russia declared taking the entire Donbas as its main objective. Moscow-backed separatists have been battling Ukrainian government forces in the Donbas since 2014, and the region has borne the brunt of the Russian onslaught in recent weeks. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine is launching a book of executioners, a system to collect evidence of war crimes Kiev says were committed during Russia's occupations. Ukrainian prosecutors say they have registered more than 12,000 alleged war crimes involving more than 600 suspects since the Kremlin started its offensive on February 24th. Zelensky said this would be a key element in his long-standing pledge to bring to account Russian servicemen who have committed what Ukrainian authorities have described as murders, rape, and looting. He cited the Kiev suburb of Bukha, where investigators found what they say is evidence of mass executions. An American woman who prosecutors say led an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria pleads guilty. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Allison Fluke Ekron broke down sobbing after admitting in federal court near Washington to conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. She could face a maximum 20-year sentence. Fluke Ekron once lived in Kansas. In Syria, she trained women and young girls to use automatic rifles, grenades, and suicide belts. Some were as young as 10 or 11. According to one witness cited in court documents, Fluke Ekron spoke openly about wanting to conduct an attack in the U.S., including by parking a car loaded with explosives in a shopping mall garage. Another witness said she discussed ideas for a bomb attack on a college campus in the Midwest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Recapping our top story, U.S. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey offered an emotional call on Congress to reach a higher ground and pass gun safety legislation. In a roughly 22-minute speech at the White House Tuesday, McConaughey, a Uvalde, Texas native, offered a full-throated appeal for Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.